make a remark in this regard in the verses that lead into this, then from those details, there will be these, we have reference to some of these things that were mentioned in verse 24, where it talks about these great signs and wonders. In the midst of this great tribulation, verse 21, there are then also these great signs and wonders to deceive. We had been warned by the Lord Jesus in the beginning of our study in the passage to not be deceived. But the deception, the opportunity, the possibility of deception will still be attempted. But we could say that the elect will not be deceived. It says to deceive, if possible, even the elect. But we would say it's not possible. And maybe it's good to just make a remark about this term, the elect, here. It's mentioned in verse 22. It's mentioned in verse 24 and maybe some other places too. One might say, well, I thought that Christians are the elect. And that's very true. Christians are the elect. The doctrine, the teaching of election is a scriptural doctrine to say that God has made sovereign choice. He has appointed, like it says in Romans chapter 10 and 11, 9 and 10 and 11 speaks about that in various ways. And for those who comprise the church, there is this very accurate expression that there is sovereign election, sovereign choice made for blessing. Now, if there had not been sin, there would not be those who by default end up being judged. There was sovereign choice for those who would comprise the church of God, and God would have intended all who would enjoy blessing of some type. But because of sin, those who are sovereignly elected to be part of the body of Christ, his church, as a result, the others end up experiencing God's judgment. But just because Christians today are considered the elect, the selected, the chosen of God, doesn't mean that these are Christians here. As we've been saying, this is also a group called the elect, but it is not the same as those who comprise the church of God. But what it shows us is God is in full control. God has known from the beginning what the end would be. God has known who these elect will be also. He knew who the elect would be in the church. He knew who the elect would be at this time period. And they also are truly the Lord's, and they will not be deceived. Why is it? They are the Lord's. They have his seal. They are preserved. We have the seal of the Spirit of God upon us. These are sealed. There's some differences, but again, the word sealed is used in Revelation about these who are the chosen. And they are also preserved. They are God's. They are not going to be deceived. And another point, just to sort of summarize some of these verses together, another point is that when the Messiah comes, when the Anointed One finally comes, the one who's expected, it's going to be completely obvious. This is something else that helps us to make a distinction between this appearing, this coming, this aspect of the coming of the Lord Jesus, and what we know from other scriptures about what we've been calling the rapture. It comes, by the way, the word rapture, it comes from that phrase in 1 Thessalonians 4, we will be caught up. The Latin word for caught up is where we get our word rapture from, and so that's why that word is used there and used among believers, even though the word itself doesn't appear in the scripture text in English. But so this rapture, those who look for him, he will appear the second time without sin unto salvation, it says in Hebrews. There are those who are looking for him, and not everybody else is. So we are those who are looking for him. We are eagerly waiting for him to appear to come to us in, you might say, this secret manner, because nobody else is looking for him, and he will not be seen when he comes at that time of the rapture. But when he comes here, if you look at the descriptions, he will come like lightning shining and filling the sky. When you're in the middle of a lightning storm and there's a flash of lightning, nobody outside didn't see it. Everybody saw that lightning. And when there is a gathering of eagles who are approaching their prey, everybody can see where that gathering is. There will be obvious to all the tribes of the earth, it says later, are going to mourn. Every eye will see him, it says in Philippians chapter 2. This is a coming which will be evident. And so the elect will not be deceived because they are God's. They are sealed. They are His. But also, the elect have the wherewithal not to be deceived, because this aspect of the coming of the Lord is inherently obvious. It will be very plain to all living at that moment.
And on the point that our brother Steve made, that the elect is very clearly spelled out, I'm just looking for the verse here in the 25th chapter, I believe, that when he separates the sheep from the goats, then we notice here in verse 33, and he set the sheep on his right hand. Notice there that discriminating judgment already. He sets them apart on the right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Whereas the Christian is elect from before the foundation of the world. So it shows our portion is outside of this world completely, in association with a risen, glorified Christ. What a day when he comes. We'll be with him. And you know, we'll all resemble him. Everyone will have taken on his, be conformed to the likeness of his body of glory. Even these bodies, now frail and feeble and crooked and bent and sore. But these bodies will be changed and fashioned like unto his body of glory. And it's according to the power whereby he is able to subdue all things unto himself. So before he subdues everything to himself in judgment, he will have changed us into his glorious image to be with him there as those chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world.